This is The Unconventional Polyglot, Episode 16. In this episode, I will tackle the notion of fluency. What does it mean to be fluent? And how can you measure how close you are to fluency in a foreign language? Thanks for listening. This is The Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed, and also broken, many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so for language learners, typically one of the primary goals of language learning is to attain fluency in one or more foreign languages. However, this, of course, raises the question of what does it mean to be fluent? Because there are really different standards that you can use. One possible standard is that fluency equals native-like mastery of a foreign language. Under this definition, it would be very difficult to ever achieve fluency because you would have to have such a high level of comfort with a language in addition to a very high vocabulary that it's a very high standard to meet. Another definition is a more utilitarian definition, which is more the one I prefer, which is that fluency equals being able to express yourself in any given situation, in an understandable, comprehensible way to whoever is listening to you. By this definition of fluency, it's significantly easier than achieving native-like mastery, but still requires a lot of work. But I do think that realistically, if you can get your point across, you can say things even if they're not in the most elegant manner possible, or even if you don't happen to know five or six different ways to express the same construction or thought, if you at least know one, more likely two or three, ways to express a sentiment or a particular statement, I think it's fair to say that you're fluent. And I also want to distinguish fluency from literacy. So there are a lot of people, particularly in academic fields, who are literate in one or more foreign languages, but may not be able to speak them. So you see this particularly regarding like ancient languages, but also with modern languages. So if you can read and understand everything that you read in a foreign language, you're literate in that language. But in order to really be fluent, we're mainly talking about ability to speak, as well as comprehend what you hear. So that addresses the question of what does fluency mean? And as I said, I tend to go by the utilitarian standard of being capable of expressing yourself in any given situation, apart from being able to talk about nuclear engineering or international trade negotiations or things like that. Now, the next question is one of measurement, kind of measurement of progress along the path to fluency. Now, here you kind of have to separate listening slash reading comprehension versus speaking slash writing ability. So kind of input versus output. And to really be fluent, you have to have some combination of all four of those skills, speaking, writing, listening, reading, because if you're severely deficient in any one of those areas, it's very hard to actually be fluent. So looking first at kind of the input part of the equation, there are a number of achievements along the way from absolute beginner all the way to fluency when you talk about listening as well as reading comprehension. So At the very lowest level, the absolute beginner level, you likely would not be able to understand anything upon listening or trying to read a text. I would say the first level of achievement would be where you can understand isolated words, but not enough to actually establish context or any kind of real understanding of what you're listening to or reading. Then the second level would be where your understanding is still fairly isolated, but you understand enough words that you can get the gist of what you're listening to or reading. So that's kind of the second level in comprehension. And of course, all of this is going to depend on what level of text / audio you're listening to. So bear that in mind. Now, the third level would be where you can understand most, if not all, of the words that you read or hear, but perhaps you still need to kind of mentally translate back into English or whatever your native language happens to be. And then the fourth level would be where essentially it just becomes naturally understood. So, and this is really what you're aiming for, is more or less effortless comprehension. You read something, you listen to something, and you just know what it means. Pretty high degree of accuracy. Maybe not every single detail is perfectly understood, but you easily understand. So if you can reach this level of comprehension for anything outside of maybe, you know, very technical materials, then you have pretty good reason to say that you are fluent / literate, at least as far as input is concerned. Now, as far as output is concerned, this one typically develops slower than comprehension of input. The lowest level of output would be, well, the lowest level beyond not being able to speak or write anything, the lowest level of output would be where you can make really simple sentences, most likely only descriptive sort of present tense sentences involving basic subject, verb, object, maybe a preposition, maybe an adjective, maybe an adverb, but very simple sentences. And this is a nice start, but obviously it's not really satisfying, and it's not the end goal for most people. Then the next level is to be able to express sentiments that are a little more complex, maybe involving description of past events, maybe future possible events, and being able to string together things like, say, adjectives and adverbs, maybe multiple adjectives and adverbs in the same sentence, having some familiarity with how to use most common prepositions, being able to conjugate verbs if you're learning a language that involves verb conjugation. And then the third level would be being able to express feelings, desires, maybe more conditional type phrases, hypothetical type phrases. So this is getting into the use of constructions like, or moods, like the conditional, the subjunctive. So this is definitely a higher level of expression in a language, and it typically doesn't come very early, but it is something that needs to be understood in order to really say you're fluent in a language. And then maybe a fourth level beyond being able to talk about conditional, hypothetical, emotional wants, needs, desires, etc., would be the ability to express all of these possibilities in several ways. So really, a fluent speaker in a language should be able to to say just about anything in probably at least three different ways, maybe four, five, six. And if you've reached this level, then I think it's reasonable to say that you are fluent in a foreign language. So the goal for most people is probably to achieve that highest level of fluency in terms of output and input. Typically, the input is what's mastered first. And I think one frustration that a lot of language learners can feel is maybe if they're trying to reach that highest level of fluency in terms of output before they've even reached the highest level in input. So I do think it's important to really have a solid grounding with input, you know, listening comprehension, reading comprehension, before you reach that highest level in terms of output. So that's going to wrap up this episode of The Unconventional Polyglot. I hope you found it interesting. If you have any sort of questions or comments for me, criticisms, things you want to argue with me about, I'm happy to hear them. And you can email me at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com. This will likely be my last episode for 2021, but stay tuned. I have a lot of new content planned for 2022, including my second series of resources for language learning, targeting particular languages. I'm going to be doing a series on resources for learning French, starting probably in February or March of 2022. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, also called The Unconventional Polyglot. And with that, I will say I hope you've had a great 2021 in terms of your language learning, and here's for an even better 2022. Goodbye.